Petraeus and Crocker essentially repeated their lengthy statements delivered Tuesday to U.S. Senate committees. Each was pressed for answers about the future U.S. commitment to Iraq, capabilities of Iraqi forces, as well as strains on the military and the U.S. economy. Armed Services Chairman Ike Skelton referred to the economic strains for the United States from the war, saying Americans are asking this question.
Under these circumstances and with a strategic risk to our nation and our military readiness, we and the American people must ask, why should we stay in Iraq in large numbers?
Petraeus and Crocker again called U.S. and Iraqi gains fragile and reversible while describing al-Qaeda in Iraq as in retreat but not yet defeated. Both listed points of progress on the political front, adding that much more needs to be done. Petraeus has recommended a 45-day evaluation period after the last of 20,000 U.S. military surge forces leaves Iraq at the end of July. That would leave about 140,000 U.S. troops in Iraq. Saying he could foresee further reductions below the pre-military surge 15 combat brigade level, if the right conditions existed, he responded this way when Democrat Sylvester Reyes asked about the possibility of another U.S. military surge.
If at any point in that 45-day pause security deteriorates, what does that mean? What contingency plans do we have? Will you reinstate the surge? Or
I mean, that would be a pretty remote thought in my mind for a variety of different reasons. One is the strategic considerations that I've explained. The other is we do have an ability to move some forces around, obviously, and we would certainly want to do that, both Iraqi forces as well as our forces.
In a separate hearing Wednesday, a top military official, Army Vice Chief of Staff General Richard Cody, repeated his assessment of the strains on U.S. troops.
We are the most battle-hardened, best equipped, best led, and best trained force for the counterinsurgency fight that we now face. But we are also unprepared for the full spectrum fight and lack the strategic depth that has been our traditional fallback for the uncertainties of this world.
Recent testimony by General Cody has been widely quoted on Capitol Hill, with Democrats citing it to underscore their position that the war in Iraq is weakening U.S. security. While pointing to security gains from the military surge in Iraq, Republicans nonetheless voiced concerns about Iraqi government failures to make more political progress. California Congressman Duncan Hunter rejected assertions voiced by some that General Petraeus appeared to be signaling in 2 days of testimony an open-ended U.S. commitment in Iraq.
What it shows is you've got a general who analyzes things and is a good thinker and has judgment. Congress is constantly trying to extract deadlines from a person that tells you that warfare doesn't lend itself to deadlines.
Lawmakers also pressed for further information about Iranian actions in Iraq, which General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker have said continue to contribute to instability. Crocker told members of the House Foreign Affairs panel that trilateral meetings involving Iraqi government, U.S. and Iranian representatives have accomplished nothing in the way of concrete results. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.